Hello and welcome to the Digital Insight, the technology, procurement and supply chain podcast that delivers valuable C-level perspective into the core issues surrounding business transformation and digital disruption. Each episode will bring you the most inspiring executive insights from those who are leading transformation strategies within the world's biggest and best known companies. The Digital Insight, disrupt, transform, evolve.
Welcome to the very first bite-sized edition of the Digital Insight podcast, a condensed, succinct, but equally as engaging and insightful look at some of the key topics around procurement and technology. Today's episode is around sustainable best practice. What does sustainability mean to you? What should you as a business leader be doing in terms of enabling sustainable best practice? Should we, as leaders, be challenging our competitors or even collaborating with them to do more around sustainable best practice? Answering this question for us today is Jolyon Bennett, CEO and founder of Juice. Juice is a manufacturer of mobile phone accessories, such as charging cables and phone cases, and it's the first company to remove single-use plastics from all of its packaging in the UK. So Jolyon, what does sustainable best practice and being green mean to you as a business leader?
It's not about, and tagging it with going green is something that I find just a bit, I don't know, there's green businesses and non-green businesses. No, there should just be considerate and inconsiderate businesses. There should be businesses that are old-fashioned and stupid, and businesses that are modern, progressive and sensible. The power in this modern society lies with business leaders, and it is going to be business leaders that turn the tide on climate change. And as a leader in my business and in my industry, I take that responsibility really, really seriously. And I don't get all gushy and emotional saying, well, I'm doing it for my daughters and I'm doing it. I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to do. And I've got so much faith in consumers, so much faith in the general public.
How should you as a business leader then do more to challenge and to collaborate with your competitors in order to bring about sustainable change?
I take a little bit of a naughty approach to this. I try and shame them into doing something. Make frequent statements out there saying, I will go and help my competitors. I'll give them access to my supply chain. I'll help them remove single-use plastic from all of their products. I'll help them do all of this. Because actually, it doesn't really matter who's got the biggest market share. It doesn't really matter who's collecting the most money. It matters about limiting the impact on our planet and our environment. The priorities of everyone should be actually looking at how we can shop in a way that we can carry on having our social media, our mobile phones, our technology, our all of the things that we kind of got used to. You know, I'm not someone saying that any of that needs to stop. We just need to do it in a way that's going to be sustainable. So when I'm talking about my competitors, and specifically Belkin, the Chinese brand, I very much urge them to take up my offer. I genuinely would let them see everything, and if that would remove single-use plastic from their packaging in 2021, then I would be delighted. And, you know, it's about priorities, really, isn't it? Because I think I'm slightly odd in my approach as a CEO, where money is, of course you need money. You need money is important, but it's not the most important thing. And so when it comes to working with my competitors, I mean it. I'm absolutely open to do it. And we are working with partners now where we've been so amazed by the openness of certain retailers. When we're talking to retailers like Tesco, they've removed all of their single-use plastic from their packaging in Tesco own label, which we supply them. And to do that is cost them money. It's been a challenge in logistics. It's been like all of the things that all of the barriers to doing it, but they've been brave enough to do it, and I salute them for doing that. And we're working with a number of other brands who I can't say who they are at the moment, but a number of other big high street brands who are doing the same thing.
So, there we have it. We can, and we absolutely should, collaborate with our competitors in order to implement sustainable best practices and bring about real change. But we want to hear from you. What do you think? Do you agree with Jolyon, or do you think there's a better way to do this? Let us know by joining the debate and leaving a comment below.
Thank you for listening to the Digital Insight Podcast in association with the interface.net and cpostrategy.com. The Digital Insight is brought to you by B2E Media Limited. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please remember to subscribe, rate and review. And don't forget to check out our podcast archive at www.b2e-media.com/the Digital Insight.